The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Shane O'Donoghue is with me, the editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, we have these new figures in the Injuries Resolution Board that show motor accident claims down, the amount paid out on foot of those claims also down, but premiums not coming down, insurance premiums. Why is that?
I think we need to ask the insurance companies that, don't we? Without knowing their finances inside out. There's no reason for it. I guess like anything else, really, there's inflation. All businesses, all people have increased costs right now, and businesses have increased running costs right now. So I'm guessing that's just being passed on to the consumer. And it just goes against a trend in recent years of insurance, car insurance in particular, coming down a little bit. So perhaps that's why it stands out.
And is there ways, despite the kind of stubbornly high insurance premiums, that people listening to the show who maybe their kind of renewal date is upcoming can make a saving?
Absolutely. Every single time. Basically, the key thing is don't accept the first offer. And especially when it comes to auto renewing your motor insurance, you won't get the best offer from an insurer. I know it's the easiest thing in the world to say, ah, sure, I'll just leave the direct debit, keep going, and that's simple. But you generally won't get the best offer if you do that. So as ever, the best advice we can give is to shop around. And I would advise start off by looking in the comparison websites. There's quite a few of them. Bonkers.ie, Chill.ie, CompareInsurance.ie, etc. But then also, once you've done that, go into some of the bigger insurers, such as Aviva and AXA, and have a look in there as well. And then don't stop. Once you've got a figure in mind that, you know, you've come up with the best price you can, I would then actually ring some of them and say, well, lads, this is the best I've got. Can you beat it? Because on the phone, they're more willing to negotiate, if you like.
Oh, really? And even your own insurance company. So say your renewal comes in, and I just kind of pick a figure off the top of my head. They say it's €1,000 for next year to renew. And you go onto some of these price comparison websites. There's prices there for €600 or €700 for the year. If you were to ring back up your own insurer and say, listen, you know, the other crowd are offering it for six, you'll find that they might negotiate downwards too.
Absolutely. I mean, it won't happen every single time for sure, and every insurer is a bit different, but there's definitely wiggle room there. I've done it myself, and it is something that happens. And, you know, some people will feel a bit shy about doing it perhaps, but just, it's your money. Just go on and say, listen, I've got a better quote from X insurer. Can you match it or can you better it?
And what are the things that cause your insurance premium to go the other direction, to go up? I mean, making a claim is the obvious one if you're involved in an accident and you claim on the insurance. But what about other things like your mileage or where you park your car or penalty points and things like that?
Yeah, obviously, if you have penalty points, if you have a lot of penalty points, your insurance will go up. I don't think a very small amount would make much of a difference. But there's certain things people can't change, like sofa penalty points is one of them. You're probably not going to change your car to bring down your insurance premium. You're not going to change where you live. So really, just look at the fine detail of what they're asking for when you're going for a quote. Things like the voluntary excess, for instance, that can make a big difference. And just for some listeners that might know that, it's you essentially state what you want as a voluntary excess. So if in the case of a claim, you're responsible for that excess before the insurer pays out the rest. And you can generally vary how much of that you want to have. And that would bring down your insurance premium if you go for a higher voluntary excess. Obviously, you need to make sure that you could afford that if the worst happens. But it is an effective way of bringing down a policy.
And I mean, there's very little people can do about the type of house they live in. But if you don't have your own driveway, because they do ask where you park your car at night when you're, you know, filling out these forms, or where the car is generally left overnight, does leaving it out on the road in front of a terrace house, for example, would that cause your premium to be that little bit higher?
Yes, it will, of course. And it also where you live will alter the premium as well. You can't do a lot about that. I mean, it's probably not cost effective to rent a garage.
When you say where you live, I mean, if you live in a more salubrious part of the country, your premium might be a little bit less.
Yes, this has been shown to be the case, unfortunately.
And what data do the insurance companies rely on to make those calculations? Is it kind of statistics in the Gardaí and the CSO?
I couldn't say if they do get the information from the Gardaí and CSO. They have a lot of internal data, and the unfortunate thing is that that data isn't made transparent to the world.
So it could be their own internal bias. They might just say, exactly, "Ah, Fox Rock sounds safer than Ballymun. Let's give them a better deal," type thing.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. We don't see the data, and I'd love to get access to it. But there are other things that people can do. When things that can change, like so your mileage, for instance, you quote what mileage you do, and no, you can't change that, perhaps, or other than driving less, but you can make sure you put in an accurate number. So if you just don't think about it too much and you put in, sure, I must do 40,000 kilometers a year, and you probably only do, most people do a lot less than 20,000. So just be realistic on that, because that does have an effect.
Shane, good advice as always. Thanks a million for joining us, Shane O'Donoghue, who's the editor of CompleteCar.ie. As somebody here says, the auto renewal of my car insurance could have left me paying 30% more than last year with the same insurer. 11 quotes later, I got it from another insurer for only 15 quid more than last year. There's no customer loyalty from insurers. Absolutely none. Some insurers will give a dash cam discount, says somebody else, if you ask over the phone, but they don't advertise it and will not apply year on year unless you make that call. In my experience, it's €50 worth of discount per car. That's an interesting one. Have not heard that. Whenever my car insurance renewal comes up, I call them and say it's too high. They always end up giving me about a 10% discount. So that speaks to what Shane said. Not only shop around, but ring up your own insurer as well and tell them you've got a better deal elsewhere.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.